Aye.
Mr. Estrada? Ms. Hacera?
Aye to all.
Ms. Holmes?
Aye to all.
Mr. Kennedy?
Aye to all.
Dr. Kortz?
Yes to all.
Mr. McMillan?
Yes to all.
Mr. Montgomery?
Yes to all except 15, as to which I abstain.
Mr. Oliver?
Yes to all.
Governor Quinn? Ms. Strobel?
Yes to all.
Mr. Thomas?
Aye to all.
Mr. Tinkin?
Yes to all.
Thank you.
I think we're going to move into the final moments here. Do you have any other comments? Either do I. Is there any other old business, board? Is there any new business from the board? Maybe I'd ask our friend Professor Don Chambers from the Chicago campus, who's going to represent the Faculty Senate's conference, and give us an update on their work at this time. Thank you, Don. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone. I have good news to bring today. In December, I talked to you about the role and function of the University Senate's conference. And our major goal is the greater good of the University of Illinois and its three campuses. As I watched Campus Insights last night and saw our wonderful faculty, I swelled with pride over what's happening down here. And I swell with pride with what's happening at Springfield, and I swell with pride with what's happening at UIC. But I have a special sort of anecdote that occurred. Lon Kaufman, our provost, and I are graduates of two magnet high schools in New York City, one being Stuyvesant High School and the other being the Bronx High School of Science for me. And those are the two schools after which the Illinois Academy of Math and Science is based. So after Nadia Mason gave her talk on physics, she was the last speaker. Lon looked at me and I looked at him because she said she was raised in New York. And we said, which, Bronx Science or Stuyvesant? So we raced up to ask her. And we asked her and she said, neither. I was only in New York for 6 years. So that stopped us. But then I thought, as she was talking, she was describing physics in which my high school closest friend and still buddy, Alan Goldman, was a pioneer. Alan Goldman is now the chairman of the Department of Physics at the University of Minnesota and a member of the National Academy of Sciences. So I asked her, do you know Alan? And she said, he's an icon of mine. And I said, oh? And then she said something absolutely thrilling to me, and it relates to Vice President Pierre's comments to the committee yesterday, and in fact this morning. She said, yes, and he gave me an offer from the University of Minnesota, but I came here. So next time I see my friend Alan Goldman, do I have something to tweak him with? So at any rate, I have some good news from the University Senate's conference. In January, we were informed that the three representatives from the University of Illinois at Springfield had resigned and were replaced by three new representatives, Lynn Ellen Fisher, Peter Boltuck, and Jorge Villegas. And in order to, in a determined effort to build collegiality and harmony between the Senate's conference and the University of Illinois at Springfield, the first thing that we did was I sent them a welcoming letter at 1 o'clock in the morning. I was in Oxford, England at the time, but email works. And then we had a video conference. Nick Bouboulis and I, Nick is vice chair, had a video conference with the three new delegates to answer questions and welcome them. And then in February, they attended the first meeting with us to palpable collegiality and meaningful discussion. So I am pleased that we are now moving ahead in harmony and collegiality. The next good piece of news that I have to report to you is the outcome of the enrollment management program.